On the morning of June 30th, 2026, a mother named Jessica Gorman sat down at a witness table in a congressional hearing room. Her 18-year-old daughter, Sheridan, had been shot dead on a Chicago lakefront just 3 months before. And before Jessica could say a single word about it, the ranking Democrat on the subcommittee, seated a few feet away, explained that this hearing was, frankly, a poor use of everyone's time. Her words, "There's many other things that we could be doing other than this. You're listening to Civic Intelligence, where the receipts do the talking. Today, what Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, Democrat of Washington, told two grieving parents to their faces, and the sanctuary machinery that put their daughter's killers on the street in the first place." The hearing had a title, Sanctuary Policies, Victims' Perspectives. It was held by the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration Integrity, Security, and Enforcement, and the witnesses were not policy experts. They were parents. Jessica Gorman, whose daughter Sheridan, an 18-year-old freshman at Loyola University Chicago, was shot and killed on the Rogers Park lakefront in March. And Joe Abraham, whose 20-year-old daughter Katie was killed alongside her friend Chloe Polzin, who was 21, in a high-speed hit-and-run in Urbana, Illinois, in January of 2025. As the subcommittee's ranking member, Congresswoman Jayapal spoke early, before either parent had testified. And, to be fair, she opened with condolences. "Let me start," she said, "by offering my deepest condolences to you, Mrs. Gorman, and to you, Mr. Abraham." Then came the pivot. According to the verbatim transcript, she called this the fourth hearing the committee had held on sanctuary cities. "The fourth time," she stressed, and added, "There's many other things that we could be doing other than this." She said she'd rather the panel examine the president's executive order on birthright citizenship, and argued that sanctuary policies have, in her words, actually saved lives and kept communities safer. It was the sequence that stung. The condolence, and then the but. Jessica Gorman answered her on the spot. "Thanks for telling me, without telling me that you're here, but you don't want to be. For telling me you don't care." She refused the premise that Congress had heard enough. "You don't want to hear four sessions on angel families? I'm sorry. You need to." And then a line that measured how far the floor had dropped out from under her. She said she was thankful her daughter was, her word, just shot, and not raped and dismembered. Joe Abraham refused to let Katie become a data point. "Katie was not a statistic," he told the panel. "She was my daughter. She should still be alive today." So why were these parents testifying about sanctuary policy and not simply about crime? Because of a specific, documented chain of decisions. And here is where the presumption of innocence matters. So let's be precise. The man charged in Sheridan Gorman's death is Jose Medina Medina, a 25-year-old Venezuelan national. According to the Department of Homeland Security, he was apprehended at the border in May of 2023, flagged as a flight risk, and released with a notice to appear, the agency's phrase, due to lack of space. He was arrested again in Chicago that June, but the city and county declined to honor Immigration and Customs Enforcement's detainer, its request to be notified before release, under Illinois' sanctuary law. So he was let go, ICE was not told, and he walked. He is now charged with first-degree murder and a federal gun count, and was ordered held pending trial. He is charged, not convicted, and is presumed innocent unless and until a jury says otherwise. The second case is closed. In the Abraham hit and run, Homeland Security says the driver, Julio Cuculbol, a Guatemalan national it describes as previously deported, fled the scene at 78 miles an hour and was later caught in Texas. Kukulbol pleaded guilty. He was sentenced to 30 years. There's no allegedly there. That one is settled. And the policy hinge, the thing the parents actually came to talk about, is the Illinois Trust Act, signed under Governor J.B. Pritzker, Democrat of Illinois, layered on top of Chicago's welcoming city ordinance under Mayor Brandon Johnson, also a Democrat. Together, they sharply limit local cooperation with ICE detainers. In March, Homeland Security publicly asked Pritzker and Chicago officials not to release Medina Medina. That request, the agency says, went unheeded. The federal government later named a September enforcement surge in Illinois, Operation Midway Blitz, in Katie Abraham's honor. The hearing did not stay composed. Jessica Gorman is a constituent of Congressman Mike Lawler, Republican of New York, who introduced her. And when Lawler tangled with Congressman Jamie Raskin, Democrat of Maryland, the dais erupted. "You should be ashamed of yourself, Jamie. You're a disgrace," Lawler said. Raskin fired back. "You don't belong on this committee. You should get the hell out of here." The Daily Wire reported that Lawler, off to the side, called the Democratic members a name we won't repeat on this show. The chairmen were unmoved by the fourth-time complaint. Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, answered it directly. "I'll hold as many hearings as I want." The subcommittee chair vowed to keep holding them until, his words, "sanctuary policies are rectified," which means the one thing Jayapal called a waste of time is the one thing guaranteed to continue. In the days that followed, it was the parents who carried the story, not Jayapal. On Fox and Friends, Sheridan's father, Thomas Gorman, said the deepest condolences opening rang hollow the moment it was followed by an argument that the hearing shouldn't be happening at all. "We need bipartisan effort. We do need change," he said. "And when we heard, sorry, but it's just disrespectful." Joe Abraham wrote publicly the next morning that hearing the testimony had been, his words, "incredibly difficult," and that Katie and Sheridan deserved so much better. And Jayapal herself? As of the 4th of July, she has not apologized for the "many other things" remark. She hasn't walked it back, and she hasn't issued a statement addressing the parents' reaction. Her position, that these hearings are a poor use of the committee's time, stands on the record, unretracted. A ranking member of Congress told two grieving parents, to their faces, that she had better things to do, and then let it stand. Here's the bottom line. Two young women are dead in Illinois. The men accused and convicted in their deaths were, by the federal government's own account, in the country illegally and out of ICE custody because of state and local sanctuary policy. Their parents came to Washington to say so, and the ranking Democrat on the subcommittee opened by telling them Congress had many other things it could be doing. One of those parents had a shorter version of the whole day. "Thanks," Jessica Gorman said, "for telling me you don't care." The print version lays out the full record, the hearing transcript, the enforcement timeline from Homeland Security's own statements, the Cook County court filings, and every source linked. Read every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And follow Civic Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts. Make America smart again.